Hello everyone, welcome back to the second episode of our video and podcast series, Decode Your Inner Health. Today we'll be discussing about vegetable oils and impact of their consumption on our overall health. We resonate vegetables as healthy options and vegetable oil as heart healthy. You'd be shocked to know that there's no such thing as vegetable oils. Soy oil is a legume. Corn oil is from a grain. Canola oil is from a seed. None of these oils are vegetable oils. However, oil selling companies promote them as healthy oils since we have been given to believe that these oils are made from vegetables and are healthy. These oils are processed and high in empty calories, but what's more concerning is that these oils, be it soy, sunflower, corn or canola, are high in omega-6 polyunsaturated fats, which is pro-inflammatory. Consumption of oils high in omega-6 leads to increased production of harmful bacteria in our gut, high intestinal and immune cell damage, and can even lead to situation of leaky gut. On the other hand, omega-6 is considered to be anti-inflammatory. Scientists recommend that the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 in our diet should not exceed 4:1. However, given our Western diet practices, currently this ratio is around 22:1, which is crazy. The practice of consuming high omega-6 oil is pushing us towards inflammation and making our gut out of balance, causing leaky gut. There are chances also that you may attract Crohn's disease or even ulcerative colitis due to high ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. So what are omega-3? Omega-3 diets high in omega-3 result in increase of anti-inflammatory microbes, which reduces inflammation. How about avocado oil and olive oil? Are they also inflammatory? Are they vegetable oils? No, they are fruit oils. These oils are considered to be better equipped in managing inflammation as compared to omega-6 rich oils. So what is needed? Maintaining a fair ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 alters gut microbiota and reduces the production of harmful bacteria while increasing the colonies of beneficial bacteria. These changes can reduce inflammation. Prefer having following oils and fats in your diet: olive oil, avocado oil, nuts such as walnut, almonds, and pecans. However, again, consumption of some of these nuts may have inflammatory responses in your body, depending upon whether active bacteria in your gut can ferment them and produce beneficial short-chain fatty acids. Learning out who are the folks living in your gut can help you understand if the consumption of almonds would provide beneficial nutrition or result in inflammation. That's all for today. In our next episode, we'll be discussing about how alcohol can lead to digestive and metabolic issues. Until then, sign off, be healthy and safe. We'll be right back.